The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to all the weekend's Shinty action. We'll also touch on the Sutherland Cup final between Carlos Athletic and King Usey. And we'll hear from North Division 3 champions Aberdeen University. Alongside me, as always in the studio, is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Yep, and everybody, nice to see a wonderful summer that we're having at the moment.
Yes, it's very sunny at the moment. Hopefully the weather continues into the weekend. Good weekend for yourself, that one passed?
Yep, brilliant, good weather. Seen some good shinty, so no, it was good.
You were down for Glenurquhart versus Carlos Athletic. Carlos Athletic, kind of looking like champions in your opinion?
I was very impressed in the first 45 minutes. Good skill levels, good passing, good movement, very good fitness, very committed. Yeah, I might have to pay up somebody at the end of the season, unfortunately.
Oh, no. you did say off here, obviously, first half, Carlos Athletic were very impressive. Second half, maybe not so, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, champions are based, you know, champions, you know, can grind out results, and perhaps that's what Carlos Athletic did.
Yeah, no, they played better than that, and that's 2 weeks they've been up north and won both games, so they've got more south ties, which will be handier for them. No, they're going well. Fair play to them.
It was a kind of exciting weekend in the Premier Division. A few other games of interest as well. Kamali versus Fort William. Fort William getting their own back after Kamali beat them in the first derby of the season. But a good win for Fort in the end.
Good win for William. I think if I was Kamali, I would be a little bit concerned not scoring a goal at this stage of the year. I know they can easily brush it off by saying we've got the semi-final of Scottish coming up. But if you take your foot off the gas, sometimes you can't find the pedal afterwards.
The other game that we were interested in was Lovett versus Inverary, and it looks like those two sides could be heavily involved in the relegation battle. We'll obviously touch on that. Both have vital games this weekend, but Lovett, well, that was a crucial win for them, edging it with a goal just before the end of time. 2-1 in the end it finished.
Yeah, and they had to win that game, but as I spoke to some of Lovett guys, and I was saying to them that, you know, that winning that game is vitally important, but it's just the stepping stone. They need to keep winning a few other games. Mm-hmm. Another 4 points, I would imagine, for them to be safe.
Oban Cameracht did beat Glenorchy 2-1, and it looks like the inevitable is almost upon us, that Glenorchy will drop out of the division.
Yeah, but let's hope they get a point before the end of the season. It'd be good to see them get something before the end.
Hopefully. And Oban Cameracht as well, they've got a few games in hand. Obviously we'll touch on them, they're involved in Premier Division action this weekend soon. But, you know, get back into league shinty is important, and also get back to winning ways as well.
Yeah, Oban are a little behind schedule, but that's because they've done quite well in the cup competitions. So, you know, they need to get some points on the board.
Indeed. And also the Ballymore Cup final as well. It looked quite a close encounter. Saw some highlights of it on YouTube. But Bute picked up the silverware at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bute were getting that strong favourites. Some of the shinty they've played, apparently, is Premier Division standard. But fair play at Cabers, you know. As I say, they never know when they're beaten. They are a good team. It'd be nice to see them. I mean, they had a good result last week against Lochaber as well. And that did Kinnell Shiel a great favour.
Caberfae won't be too disheartened by that. Obviously, losing a cup final is never a nice thing, but you know, they can take some confidence from that cup run.
They're a cup team. They don't want to be progressing into the Premier Division. They're not that sort of club, because they know themselves geographically they probably couldn't cope with that. So, no, they'll be delighted, and they've got a good team. And it depends how far they really want to go. They'll be hoping to get second place in the league, I would think, at the moment.
It's possible, really, yeah, in Lochaber. Yeah. A 1-1 draw for them at the weekend as well. We'll touch on North Division 1 in a moment. Let's start by looking ahead to this weekend's fixture list in the Premier Division, and we'll start with a big one. Lovett versus Newton Moore. Both sides need the 2 points. They did try to play this game on week 2 of the season, and it was snowed off. I don't think there'll be any chance of that at the weekend, but we do live in the north of Scotland. You never know what can happen. But Lovett on that day gave a very good account of themselves, and they were holding their own against Newton Moore.
Yeah, that, you know, to beat Inverary was a good result last week. They would love to get a point on this game. I mean, Newton Moore, you know, they've got a lot this season to, you know, particularly they've still got the league to win, and be a difficult game for Lovett.
They did lose 6-2 to them a few weeks ago as well. Newton Moore, you know, are going well, very confident at the moment as well. As I say, both teams need the 2 points. Lovett would need it a lot more than from Newton Moore in terms of survival. but Nitymore, are they just a bit too strong for Lovett on their own patch?
I would say they are, and you know, chances are Danny McRae will be getting back towards his fitness, and when with Danny's fit, Newton Moore on a different proposition. You know, only scoring two last week against Canusie, it sounds bad saying only two, but you'd expect Newton Moore to be getting three or four goals, and they struggled against Glenorchy as well a wee bit with the goals. But at the start of the season they were losing goals, they've stopped losing so many goals, so they're not conceding, so now they're looking strong, Newton Moore.
A good win for Moore as well at the weekend, beating Canusie in that Macaulay Cup semi-final. Rearranged Tyre 3 points behind Carlos Athletic at the moment. Both have played 11 games, and I suppose from Norman MacArthur's point of view, just no more slip-ups until the end of the season. They have to, you know, remain focused, because this is a crucial time for them.
Yeah, and you know, Canusie have got to go to Kyles, and Kyles haven't beaten Canusie down at Tynabruch for years and years. You know, so they'll be looking for favours off their neighbours, and then Newton Moore still have to go there themselves.
Lovett are 2 points above Inverary with a game in hand. Obviously, as you said, it was you know, very important for them to beat Inverary last weekend. How important is it that they get something from this one, albeit it's going to be a very tough match for them at the weekend?
Firstly, they've got to try and get something from that game, but I know they'll have their eye on the Inverary Oban Camnock tie, because that's a massive tie. I really feel Inverary have to win that, otherwise they're in a real, really sticky wicket.
It was 3-3, if I remember rightly, on week 2 of the season. And you know, John McRitchie was very encouraged by the performance, albeit the game was halted. And, you know, will that be a reminder? Will you have to, you know, remind these guys of that and kind of spur them on and, you know, take them back to that March weekend when the snow was falling very heavily and try and, you know, get them up for this one? Or I don't think that should be a problem, really, with the club in kind of a relegation battle at the moment.
Love it being a small community. At that point in the season, we're putting Newton Moore, they had their full complement of kind of number of injuries through how he's getting towards coming back to play, and the other boys have been out all season, so very difficult to love it, you know. And Newton Moore have got an extremely strong group of guys who are competing for semi-final places and cup final places and whatnot.
Inverary versus Oban, as you rightly said, there is another big one this weekend as well. Inverary have home advantage, they've beaten Oban already this season as well. A good side on their day, Inverary. They know that they'll have eyes on the Newton Moore game and be hoping for, you know, that Newton Moore can do them a favour, because that will take them level with points with Lovett, with a game in hand as well. So it's a real big weekend for them.
Yeah, and I think Oban will be thinking if they could come away with a draw, they'll retain that 2 point gap. A draw would be the best result probably for Lovett.
Oban still have the 3 games in hand behind Lovett, so you'd be safe to say that they might pull away from that, but still could get dragged back into it. You never know.
Yeah, and who's to say that Oban won't win the home games they've got, or the three extra games they've got left? So, you know, they've got 3 games left because they haven't played them. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're going to win them, I suppose.
That's right. I mean, at the moment, it looks like Lovett and Inverary might be the two who might be fighting it out towards the end of the season. Kamali are another side who potentially could, you know, get dragged back into the mire, albeit they've just been able to keep their heads above water at the moment. They have a tricky game at the weekend as well against Glenorchy, and that one could be a kind of tasty looking fixture.
Yeah, and I'd imagine both of those teams would probably settle for a draw at the moment, but Kamali have done quite well at home, barring the game that Oban beat them in the first game of the season. I wouldn't want to be Kamali's management and lose 2 games in a row, mm-hmm, with the big semi-final coming up. Again, that's just lapsing into false sense of security. It's, yep, okay, we've still got the Scottish, but they still need to get points on the board. And Glenorchy themselves, you know, they're not going to want to lose 2 games in a row either. It's important that you know, at least get a one win every fortnight just to keep yourself out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Glenorchy can move up to 16 points, and, you know, I would never really say Glenorchy are in danger of being dragged into that relegation battle, because they've picked up some tremendous results this season. But Kamali, if they don't win, and Oban can, and, you know, Oban can leapfrog them, and you know, the likes of Lovett and Verera are not far away. They still have, like you say, the cup competition, which could potentially become a bit of a distraction.
I think it is a distraction already, because I spoke to somebody last week that was at the game, and they felt that it wasn't the Kamali that they'd seen previously in the other games. They just were a little bit off the pace and didn't seem too worried about playing against their rivals, you know, their local rivals. So they were quite disappointed in Kamali, to be honest. And I think a lot of Kamali, great team, great goal scorers, but to not score against Fort William, that's a little bit poor for them.
Mm-hmm. a big weekend in the Premier Division. A lot of kind of teams desperate for results. We are reaching, I think I said this to Norman MacArthur a few weeks ago, the kind of business end of the season, but we're well and truly into it now. You know, the end of the season isn't far away. And when you look at the table there, you know, a lot of teams kind of closing in on the final stretch now. And it's going to be an exciting end to the season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what cycle the games come out in. You know, to have to play a crucial league game after a semi-final or before a semi-final, that could be interesting. You know, just for William, I've only got a league to play for. Say for William, are playing Newton Moore before the semi-final. You'd think that Newton Moore could, you know, maybe take their eye off the ball there. It's difficult. I suppose Kyle's in the way, don't have any distraction.
Mm-hmm.
But Canusia and Newton Moore both have distractions with the camera and the mm-hmm. Horizon, plus the Macaulay finals round their corner as well for, mm-hmm. I suppose, Kyle's. But it'll just depend on the run of games, I think.
Yeah, how it goes. You know, if you mentioned Fort William there, they could have a big say in, you know, where the title is going this season. They top the Premier Division at the moment. Let's not forget about that. But obviously, you know, the likes of Kyle's and Eton Moore and King UC still have games in hand on Fort William, but they could have a real say in where the title goes.
Yeah, straight away Fort William go to Kyle's, Newton Moore and Canusie. So, you know, they've played all their home games.
Tough trips.
They've got to go to Oban. I mean, that'll be a big game for Oban. That'll be a very difficult game to go to Oban later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Oban will be scrapping for points, and then, you know, they got the good win at Kilmallie. That was a big 2 points for them. But, you know, Kyle's, Newton Moore, Canusie and Fort William have all seemed to got to play each other a number of times. So all the points are going to be up in the air.
North Division 1, there's one Friday night fixture. The Friday night fixture is quite popular in the last few weeks, and with the sunny weather as well, a great excuse to get out there and watch some shinty after you finish your work. Bewley take on Lochcarron, and Bewley, who are second in North Division 1 at the moment, a 1-1 draw for them against Lochaber. They are the closest contenders to Kinloch Shiel. I know Lochaber still have a few games to catch up on as well, but in that division, in the last few weeks, we've pretty much, you know, had it nailed on that Kinloch Shiel will win it. And, you know, Bewley, are they going to try and narrow the gap? Can they narrow the gap?
I was speaking to somebody this week about Bewley, and he felt that when they played against Kinloch Shiel at Kinloch Shiel, I think that might be a Scottish game, and Kinloch Shiel edged him out of that, but he felt that Bewley was the best North Division 1 team he'd seen. And they then, after that game, they then beat Skye, I think 7-0, so I think the goals came a week too late for them.
Yep.
But Kinloch Shiel, I feel, they're solely focused on the league, and I think they're so far ahead now. Lochaber dropping points on Saturday, you know, puts them in a driving seat.
Lochaber was the big one. You know, they were the closest kind of threat to Kinloch Shiel with those games in hand. Bewley at the moment have one game over Kinloch Shiel with a 5-point gap. If Bewley can win at the weekend, then Kinloch Shiel will have a 2-game advantage on Bewley, but the gap at the top will be narrowed to 3 points. So it's a bit of pressure on Kinloch Shiel as well, and you know, it's a difficult part of the season for sides at the top and bottom. The sides at the top just need to keep winning, but that's not always easy.
No, and of course Kinloch Shiel have no game this week, so it depends who they get next week. And you know, apparently Bewley were very good last week for their win, and Steve McLean at Bewley knows that, you know, the problem he's got so many young guys that they find it hard to produce it week in, week out. And when they do bring their A game, it's as good as anybody.
I think last year as well, that Bewley were kind of up there about this kind of stage of the season as well. They've done the same this year. Perhaps maybe next year, you know, they could, you know, mount a real challenge for this division.
Certainly Stevie will be hoping so. He'll probably have a look at his season and think, you know, the odd games they'd lost poorly. I think they'll be in a stronger position next season, because I suspect it'll be two South teams might get relegated from Premier Division, so there'll be no, you know, Premier Division team coming back into North One, so that would, you know, that will please most of the North Division One teams.
Mm-hmm. Make it a little bit not easier, but
not
you know,
easy,
just
no,
yeah,
but,
just
yeah.
One less kind of rival.
Yeah, yeah.
Lochaber, they're in action at home to Inverness, and of course we just mentioned there that they kind of really missed out a real opportunity to you know, reduce the deficit at the top over Kinloch Shiel. They are at the moment played 8 to 11 points on the board. They'll go level on games with Kinloch Shiel, but at the moment will still be 5 points off the pace if they can win that game at home to Inverness, a side who have kind of really struggled of late, especially against Kinloch Shiel.
Yeah, I mean, Lochaber, you know, at home should be strong, but I think they've kind of underperformed this year. They'll be a little bit disappointed. You know, they would have looked to bring more Premier Division power to the North Division one, but it's not worked for them this year. Inverness, they'll be up against it on Saturday at Spear, unfortunately.
With, as you say, perhaps maybe a side not coming into North Division One from the Premier, Lochaber, that might be their season to kind of, you know, get back up there. They've had quite a lot of cup distractions as well, and perhaps that's kind of hindered their progress in the division.
Yeah, but I would imagine that would have been their sole purpose at the start of the season, was to get back up into the Premier. They'll be disappointed. I think the longer you stay down, the harder it gets to back up. You know, Kamali went down and struggled for a number of years to get back up. They're back up, they're a much stronger team. Maybe it's a chance for Lochaber to regroup and, you know, strengthen up and come back up and try and stay up.
And the final game, Cabar Fae welcome bottom side Strathglass. And as we touched on there, Cabar Fae will be disappointed to lose that Ballymore Cup final at the weekend as well. But it's important they kind of end the season on a high note and kind of bounce back from that defeat.
They tend to be strong at Castle Loudon, and I say they have got a good young group of guys, and that was a big achievement for them getting there, you know, knocking out Kinloch Shiel and whatnot. And that was, you know, a great stepping stone for them. They know they can beat the best in the North Division One, so that'll be a bit of a tussle, that game, I think, actually.
The side that beat them, Bute, in South Division One, returned to league action this weekend. They're at home to Tynholt, and Bute have been knocked off top spot. Glasgow Muir Gael currently occupy the leader's role in South Division 1, albeit by a point, but Bute still have two games in hand. And it's a different kind of pressure now on Bute. They now are in second place, but I know they have games in hand, but yeah, as I said earlier, you have to win those games in hand. It's not always easy.
I'd imagine it'd been a good week for Glasgow to get Bute this, but it didn't turn out for them. But I've seen Tynholt, and they've produced some good results this season. It'd be interesting to see if Tynholt can go to Bute. Fraser Ingalls have them wound up, because, you know, newly crowned Ballymore champions, let's knock them off a pedestal, you know.
Exactly. Glasgow Muir Gael, as you say, they welcome Ballyhoolish. They beat Ballyhoolish 3-0 away last weekend, and you'd probably have them as favourites to win that home game and maintain leaders' role at the top.
Yeah, George will be expecting them. He thinks the balance is better, the team's playing better, seem to have found their form a bit more. So anyway, they just take the 2 points, and then hopefully Tynholt might have just surprised Bute a little bit, catch him sleeping.
Two sides who weren't in action last weekend, Kilmory take on Lochside Rovers. It's third versus eighth, and Lochside Rovers, they're the side who we've talked quite a lot about this season, and you know, likes of Barry Martin and George Hay have mentioned Lochside Rovers as a very good side in that division.
Yeah, they were the winners of that league last year. I suppose it's improved that league by having Bute and Glasgow back down there, obviously.
Yep.
That'll help South Division 1. Well, Lochside will be quite happy, because it's given their younger guys a harder game, bearing in mind it's Oban Kamenagh's second team. So It's good for Oban in the long run that they're playing against better opposition on that level.
In South Division 2 this weekend, Tayforth welcome Bute, and Colglen travel to Inverary. In North Division 2, it's Lochaber against Fort William. Skye take on Lovett. Glengarry face Neaton Moore, and Kamali travel to Clanarkert. In North Division 3, Ardnamurchan face Inverness. Strathglass travel to Bewley, and Lewis Camanacht are up against Caberfae. But North Division 3 is over. Aberdeen Uni are the champions. They are promoted to North Division 2, and earlier today I caught up with their delighted manager Terry Stebbings. Terry, first of all, congratulations on winning North Division 3. A 4-2 win over Bewley. What was it like on Saturday?
Thank you very much. Saturday was a tough game for us. We had quite a strong team up with us, but Bewley, we knew, have a strong team themselves, so we knew it would be a tough game. In fact, they were ahead twice through the game, but the guys stuck at it, and determination, and came through 4-2 winners in the end.
And a very lively journey.
Yeah, we certainly had an interesting journey back. Luckily, I got off before the end, so I didn't have to see it at the very death.
It was messy, I take it.
It was indeed, yes.
What's the season been like for yourself at Aberdeen? You know, obviously a tremendous achievement to top any division. What's the season been like for yourself?
It's been a great season that we've had a couple of young guys come into the team, which has helped us. We've travelled pretty much to all the games now. We've just got the one more game up at Lochcarron, but we've been unbeaten in the league, which has been great. But we know there's a tough challenge coming in next year. And we know we've got a very tight squad at the moment. We've only got, I think, about 18 players in total in the squad. So we'll be looking to try and add to that. So it's been a tough season in some ways, because there have been games when we've only managed to travel with 12, and that's, that 12th person has been found on a Friday night, if you know what I mean. So it's been quite tough in that respect.
You'll move up to North Division 2 next season, that's right, yeah. North Division 2, because Sky are bottom at the moment.
Yeah, we'll be up North Division 2 next year. It's been a few years since we played in that league. We know we had we've played two teams. Unfortunately, we lost to both of them from that division already in the cups. So we know what the standard is. We know it's quite a bit higher than what we've been playing at this year. And so we're going to have to step it up. We'll have to step our training up. But we're confident playing regularly at that level would be good for us. And we look forward to it.
Yeah, those cup ties have come in handy in some regard, because you'll know now what to expect up against, you know, the second division teams of the likes of Kaiser Athletic and King UC, who you played recently in the Sutherland Cup quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played King UC recently, and they put us out of the Sutherland Cup, unfortunately. But yeah, we know it's a faster game. We know that, you know, the hitting's a bit cleaner, it's a bit quicker, and we'll have to improve to get that. But like I say, we're confident if we're playing at that level regularly, we'll be able to pick up and play it. And we'll hopefully attract a few more guys. And hopefully some of these guys, there are a number of guys that come through and are actually at university here in Aberdeen who travel for their home clubs. So we'll maybe see, by being promoted, it might entice them a little bit more to come and play with us.
And for the area of Aberdeen as well, I know we spoke before that Sutherland Cup quarter final, and, you know, spoke a little bit about Shinty in the area of Aberdeen, but how much does your Division 3 win and the promotion to Division 2 do for the area of Aberdeen?
In terms of Shinty for us, I hope it, well, probably not an awful lot, being totally honest with you, but what it does is it strengthens the club, and I think in doing that, If we have a strong club here, then we can use that as a foundation to try to increase awareness of Shinty. We're doing it. We've been in schools this last summer term before the school shut down. Ronald Ross has been helping us. We've had volunteers from the club going to schools. So I guess in a way, if the club is strong, it provides a foundation for us to move on to introducing Shinty into other areas. So in terms of Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, that's what we can do. We also have a number of players that are actually from this area. About a quarter of the team have been recruited through Robert Gordon's University, guys who hadn't actually come from Shinty playing backgrounds. So hopefully by keeping the club strong here, we can keep an interest in Shinty and Aberdeen.
Aberdeen's the place to be at the moment, especially this weekend as well, the Sutherland Cup final. Can you see up against Cars Athletic? Can you see who you've been up against already this season in the quarter finals, who knocked you out, as you say? I hate to take you back to that one, but you know, they go into that one against a very strong Cars Athletic side as well. Will you be there on the day itself, or will you miss that one?
No, we'll be there. We're helping out. We're hosting the event. We'll have folk in the gate and all that kind of stuff. And we've got the reunion dinner. We're combining the sort of Southern final meal after the match with our reunion dinner. So mm-hmm. We'll all be there for that. I'm sure it's going to be a good game. We haven't welcomed Kyles to Aberdeen before, so it'll be good to have them here. I think it'll be an enjoyable game to watch.
Two sides who are kind of, well, their first teams are kind of topping the Premier Division at the moment as well. So, yeah, like you say, it should be a real good final for everyone. And you know, people in the Aberdeen area, you kind of want them to urge them to come along and see a kind of a good final between two good sides.
I agree, yeah. It would be great to have as many people as possible come along. Both because those both clubs have strong first teams, it's likely that they have quite a competitive and good training system in place, which means they'll have strong second teams. So, on that back part of it, we should hope to see a good game. It's been held at King's Playing Fields off King Street at the Aberdeen University site there. So, if anyone is around, they should pop in for sure.
Excellent stuff, Terry. Thanks very much for
the MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
They did obviously play King Ussi in the Sutherland Cup, the quarter final. They lost 5-1 there. They'll go up against King Ussi again in North Division 1. But like you're saying there, they might be able to, they kind of, you know, hack it now.
Yeah, your Martin Dallas's and your Kevin Thames will perhaps not be in the second team. They'll be in the first team pool or whatever. So, no, it'll be easier for them when it's not a cup game. In the league, it'll be, you know, be a much more level playing field.
And a chance for Aberdeen Uni, and Aberdeen as an area as well, to progress in terms of, you know, up the shinty ladder. Obviously, we've seen it in South Division 1 with Aberdour down in Fife. So it's great to see a kind of a mixture of areas doing well and you know, hopefully maybe one day see Aberdeen Uni progress to maybe even North Division 1.
Yeah, Aberdeen University have been quite a strong team in the past. And Terry had said that, you know, perhaps if they can hold their own in Division 2 next year, more players in the Aberdeen area who travel back home to play for clubs will stay in Aberdeen. That'll feed their pool, and then obviously the next step is having two teams, which is essential to, you know, to push further up the ladder.
Aberdeen is the place to be this weekend. King Ussi versus Kyles Athletic in the Sutherland Cup final, and as Terry said, they're very they're heavily involved there, and it's good. There's a few things on beforehand and encouraging youngsters to go along and try out shinty as well. It should be a fantastic day, cupped with the Sutherland Cup final between two very good sides.
Yeah, and Kyles have no, the first team have no game, and King Ussi's first team have no game this week either, so should be well supported in it. And Terry said he thinks it'll be a good game. I think he's spot on. It will be a good game, very, very competitive.
And anyone in the Aberdeen area as well, you know, like Terry said, encourage them to get along there and see some good shinty. As you say, there will be some experienced players from the first team pool put into the second side. So, yeah, it should be and two sides who are going for the Premier Division title as well. So yeah, they're obviously taking it very serious and going for the Sutherland Cup as well.
Yeah, it's got a lot of kudos, the old Sutherland Cup. So, yeah, Kyles are desperate to win that. I know that last year they were extremely disappointed when they got put out last year. So they'll be looking to make amends for that.
Both teams, senior teams, have won silverware already this season. Kyles Athletic, as you say, are desperate to win it, and it could end up in a clean sweep for them even.
Yeah, and you look at their second team, their position in the league is completely false, because their performances in the cup games have been brilliant. They're scoring loads of goals and whatnot. So, no, it'll be interesting to see which way that goes. It'll be a good game, actually. It would be a really good game.
Well done to Aberdeen Uni for being promoted from North Division 3 into North Division 2. And also get yourself along to Aberdeen King's College playing field for King Ussi versus Kyles Athletic at the weekend in the Sutherland Cup final. That's almost it for, in fact, that's it for us on the MFR Shinty Show. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your Shinty weekend, whatever it takes you.